Okay, number 12. It was one of those sticky summer days, the kind that means trouble for homicide detectives the world over. In our line of work, we know that when the temperature soars, so do people's tempers. And for many people, nothing caps off a good, hot night than a brutal murder. But not in Bay Terrace. Things like that didn't happen in nice suburban towns. In this neighborhood, we caught maybe 3 homicides a year. Or rather, in a year, let alone in one day. The one time since that I'd ever seen more of that on my beat was when the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, took his dog's advice and shot some kids. He had nothing on this freak. At first, we thought it was just another Vietnam vet gone crazy. It happened a lot back then, more than people know. After we saw the truth, we would have prayed for something that simple. Haskins, anyone get to talk to the victim? Victims, Detective Bazzini, and no, all were 10-7 when we got here. Cordova and Simonon are inside now trying to ID the other two. Triple homicide, great. Hope you got a strong stomach, Siri, if what's inside is anything like that corpse over there. We got ourselves a real cooker. Detective Vincent Bazzini, on the force 2 years longer than me. Much younger, too. Man had a brain like a scientist and a psychologist. Real cool son of a bitch. Perfect homicide material. Took the suburb beat ever since his wife had 2 beautiful girls, Sarah and Julie. Every day he'd catch about how he missed the streets, where the action was, but he knew where his priorities were, unlike most of us. Definite family man, but he knew how to work his ass off and get the job done. Ugh! Jesus! Cough! Cough! And he was my best friend. Haskins said he picked up that girl and she just fell to pieces like a well-done leg of turkey. Haskins should have known better. He should be leaving that to the M.E., Remember, this isn't Chelsea, Frank. These guys haven't gone through too many of these. Nobody has from the looks of it. It's a bloodbath in here. Looks like someone sacrificed a couple cows. Human body only contains 6 quarts of blood. But when it comes to homicide, Siri, it sometimes always looks like someone went swimming in it. Over here, we got it. No, this was not done by a Vietnam vet. Oh my God, that smell! Cooked flesh! Jesus, no! God! How? Unless they did some experimentation on him while he was there, making him some kind of super soldier, napalm man, or whatever. Who knows? Maybe that is what happened. Seemed to make about as much sense as any other alternative. The bodies looked so beautiful. Ugh, did they dust for prints, Siri? Siri? Joe? You should have told Sarah about us sooner, Chief Siri. Now it's too late. God, what have I done? Little Italy, New York. Cusano's Ristorante. Pretty good spaghetti. Bolognese, from what I hear. Sal Ripolloni here liked it. The second I saw the handiwork on this guy, I knew it wasn't family. The family would at least wait for him to eat a bit more. Seems like an unwritten mafia rule. Whack him, only after a good hot meal. 10-7, big time. Yeah, I say he's out of service. Any witnesses? Yeah, the Cusano family. Japanese hitman is what they're saying. Left a little note, too. No clue what it says, but as far as I know, only Yakuza would have the balls to do something like this. Why? Yakuza and the Moffer Cusano family have completely different territories. Jake, a feud between those guys could be the beginning of something disastrous. This just smells like trouble. But why? And why the hit? It's not their style, unless they're avenging one of their members. I'll have it translated. I know you've been busy lately. Right, thanks. No mystery here. Simple upper body chest wound, courtesy 145 caliber bullet. It pierced the lung, causing the blood loss through his mouth. What a relief. All homicides should be this easy. My, aren't I just a little jaded after a string of ritual microwave killings and witchblade-related deaths? Hey, get away from my uncle! Don't you be disrespecting his body like that. You're not family. Hey, I said, wham! And I said, shut your mouth and let the detective do her job. You got that? Yeah, man. A little too much testosterone going on here. What's the matter? He ain't getting any or what? He's frustrated, all right, but it's got nothing to do with that. I'm wrapping up. I'll be downtown, starting the paperwork. Jake, thanks. Really, you didn't have to do that. I know. See ya. Boucher Studio, Madison Avenue. Oh, yes, just like that. Excellent. Nadja, you are simply the finest. You pull this off and you're doing all my girls. Yes, I want her to definitely look 18. Honey, are you okay? Snip, 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 clip. Mm-hmm. No, what about me? Danette, Danette, don't you care how I look? Hello? I'm ready to be done up. Where's your normal makeup? Where's your normal makeup chick? I liked her better than this one. Nice boots, honey. Screw you, darling. Just wait till I get that head of hair in my hands. Now, now, children. This is a professional environment, and we're all adults here. Sure, if you count 16 as being an adult. Danette, how come we don't go party anymore? Oh, Lisa, you look simply stunning. Look at yourselves, darling. I made you into this, a soon-to-be supermodel, immortalized in print, TV, and on film. How do you feel? Tired. And these clothes, what are they? I've never even seen anything like this on the runways. Does it have to be laced so tight? Can't you loosen it a little? I'm losing my balance. There, there, darling. Yes, I'm afraid it needs to be that tight. If there was any way I could loosen it, I would, but it simply wouldn't look the same. Besides, perhaps you will even enjoy the feel of such items on your young body, Now let's move. I have a schedule to keep. Vince, we thought it was over. Over! You wanted to see me, Chief? Yes. You and Strathberg are taking over the microwave murderer case. But I thought that was one of Pizzini and McCarthy's. Their investigation is going nowhere. Pizzini's not on it any longer. You two are, so get out there and find the bastard! Sarah, I'm sorry, but those eyes, God, they still haunt me, and you don't even know it. Every time I see you, I think of that day. I know you do, too, even though we never talk about it. Oh, no, no, no! Why are you here? Why are your hats off? Miss Pizzini, I'm sorry, but your husband was shot in the line of duty. You don't need to come identify his body. We've already done that. He's what? I want Dad. Mom, tell them to go away and get Dad. Where is he? Sarah, please. No, you're lying, Mom. He's lying. Mommy, I broke my dolly. If you hurt my daddy... Sarah, it's Joe. I need to talk to you. And across the East River. Okay, Miss Pizzini, no more questions. You'll tell me when you're ready. Fine, then. But meanwhile, we have a few cases to solve. Big cases. Wonder if that's too strong. Brrrup, brrrup, McCarthy here. Jake, I've got some news you'll be very interested in hearing. Can you get to Midtown? Bruce? Hey, yeah, I can get there. I'm at Grand Central Station. Get over here right away. It's about the Mafia. Sure, I'll see you in a few. And Bruce... I need to talk to you about a few things, too, okay? Hello? Bruce? Well, Sarah, if you won't tell me what I need to know, maybe I've found someone who can. Grand Central Station. And it was a grisly sight as team rider Kosuchi deliberately threw the race, killing himself. No others were injured in the race, as it seems that Kosuchi left just enough space so that... Bruce... The remaining riders could swerve around the wreckage. It's a complete mystery why... Bruce! Jake, my man, have I got a hot tip for you. I've been investigating the Mafia and the Yakuza recently for an expose we're doing. Oh, by the way, Becca sends her love from the Middle East. Anyway, it seemed that there's some issue between them here in New York. And you know who, strangely enough, factors into this picture? Who? Blam! Ah! Damn it! Bruce! Pachunk! Police! Everybody down! Bruce, how bad is it? I'll be okay. Go after him. Damn. Followed again. Bam! 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 Jesus, lousy shot. Knows how to waste bullets. Hey, were you aiming for me, pal? Calm down, man. No reason to involve anyone else in this. Help! No! Shut up! Just shut up! Now just relax for a minute. Wham! Oh! No, I want us to talk. Hey, what are you, nuts? I'll kill you, so... Okay, and that's when he knocks him out. All right. No chance, Bronson. Excuse me. No. Excuse me. No Charlie Bronson stuff now, man. You got a death wish, and I'm gonna give it to you. Click. Really? Next time, try to remember how many shots you fired. I don't want to die, man. They made me do it, because I'm the youngest. Man, they made me do it. And if I don't kill him, they're gonna... Poof. Kill me. Who? No, I need backup. Where's Bruce? I can't. I'm a police officer. I need assistance. Where are the transit police? I need help. My old home away from home. Ding dong. The chief sounded so awful on the phone. Click. Hey, Dahlia. Sarah, honey, come in. Joey's by the fire. I'll leave you two alone, but later you and I will have to catch up. Been seeing any boys lately? Huh, no, Dahlia. I wish I had the time. A nice date right now is what I could use. I haven't been here in 2 years, since the Christmas party that got out of hand. Now Joe rents out a hall, and it's much safer there. No more drunk cops and cynical detectives taunting each other. That's a bad mix. Hey, Pops, what's up? God, he looks like he hasn't slept in days. Sarah, I know you've been real busy, and that there's been a lot of changes in your life. Have a seat. Gee, lighten up. I haven't changed all that much. This isn't going to be about my attitude again, is it? I'm kidding. Really, Chief, what's wrong? Sarah, it's about the microwave murderer. He's been around a lot longer than you know. Back in the late 60s and 70s, there was a string of these types of murders, and your father wasn't shot. He was one of the victims. Okay. So, we aren't doing 14. We're doing something completely different. 14 is going to be next month because we've got the first issue of The Darkness coming right at you.